You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 230, posted March 2020. Surprised by a shadow.
Welcome back to TPK, UK TPK, UK TTK, UK.
No,
I'm
UK.
Stuck in a loop. No, UK.
We all K.
Welcome back to UK TPK. It is the middle of the end. Our adventures in the Adventurer's Pyramid have defeated the wicked druid Belloc. They have defeated his army of twig blights. They have rescued Sharwin Hercreel from her unfortunate tree-like thrall status? Health status? Unfortunately, Sir Bradford's medical situation was beyond that of their healing abilities. But they have accomplished that which they came to the Sunless Citadel to do. Their only task now, return to the surface, argue about how many doors they're going to open, and deal with the consequences of all the choices they made along the way. That's right, all the choices.
No!
Let us quickly rejoin our adventurers, who are now an exciting level 3. Adina Hurley, you're first. Do you want to tell us what level 3 brings to you?
Well, it seems like I woke up knowing a whole lot of spells.
How many is a lot?
I don't know how to use them. Well,
okay.
Three cantrips and two first level wizard spells.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Tiff Armit, how are you? How's level 3 treating you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I got myself some magic stones and some new healing abilities. And also, I'm super strong right now. So
nice.
There we go.
Does
24 hit points. Super stoked about that.
Does Fox change at all? Or is Fox is not like a level 3 Fox now?
Yeah, he's level 3 Fox. He can sniff mice from a further distance.
Okay, good. Canon.
I love my useless weasel.
Liz Miles, you spent many a minute perplexed about your myriad choices for what level 3 would mean to Valo. How are things going?
Yes, okay, good. I'm looking at my spell list and like, what are all these things? And I sort of see there's a very lot of choices here. But the most important thing is that thanks to my demonic doodah, I now have a familiar who can look like a spider and many other things.
That is horrifying. James Thompson, I hear that you have pursued higher education. How's it going?
Yes. Nox, between adventures, has gone to the College of Glamour and can now dance in a sexy fashion.
Wow, triple threat. Mike Hurley, how's it going with Max? What does level 3 mean for Maximilian Thundercliff?
Maximilian Thundercliff is bigger, badder, and stronger than ever. 28 hit points. He is now an expert in martial combat. He can help his friends out, move them out of the way of damage. He can react lickety-split to a missed attack and attack again. And he's also a blacksmith, so...
Okay, wow.
Yep.
So, but perhaps the only of our adventurers who could choose a lifestyle back in town that would support them.
Yep. Hey, sexy dancing gets you a long way.
Okay. And last but not least, Jason Snell, welcome to level 3. I know you've been level 3 before, but you've never been level 3 with Furion. How's it going?
Furion is, you know, he's lived a while and learned a lot, but realized there were things he needed to learn as an adventurer. And now that he's level 3, he is excited. He's gotten to learn some new spells and cast more spells than ever before. And so, you know, he's just enthusiastic to finally be an even more advanced adventurer.
All right. So it is, it's hard to know the passage of day and night here in the grove beneath the Sunless Citadel. But you have taken a long rest. You have perhaps laid Sir Bradford's remains to rest. Sharwin Hercreel is with you now as you're a part of your adventuring party. And this, now you just got to get out of the Sunless Citadel. It's like a whole other adventure, but in reverse. And when I say whole other, I mean the same thing we just spent like 12 hours doing. So what's going to happen next, friends?
Guess we got to move. Should we investigate like the corners of this map? Is there anything that we haven't seen in this cavern that we should check out? Is there maybe a secret exit, or do we have to go back the way we came?
I wouldn't be able to tell you if it was a secret exit, because it wouldn't be a secret. But oh, nice try.
I have a question.
Yeah.
James, how many hit points do you have now?
I have 21.
Oh, then Tiff, welcome to Tank Club.
Hey!
You're 24, right? Ooh, you've just been usurped, James.
Wow.
What's up?
But I've moved more in a sexy
You've gone to sexy club.
Yeah,
that's fair. Tiff's in Tank Club.
I'm a sexy tank.
Does Charwin know any? Does she remember anything about this that she could tell us that will help our knowledge of this area?
You know, Charwin says she recounts to you the story of how she and her brother teamed up with Sir Bradford and another ranger to go in search of the tree because this seemed like a thing worth exploring and worth knowing, She says that it was not too far into the dungeon. They did talk their way past some kobolds, when unfortunately there was a fight with some goblins led by a fierce hobgoblin, and they were captured. I believe unfortunately her brother died as a captain killed by the hobgoblin leader of the goblins, who you may know, in an act of rage, and then eventually they were delivered as captives to Belloc. She says there were some very strange things after that. It's a bit hazy, but she remembers being fed some kind of sap against their will. And after that, she's not really sure. And the last thing she remembers is kind of stabbing at Belloc and then waking up the next morning.
Can we do a real quick search of just this area to see if there's anything that we've missed, especially along the edges, if this is truly like a dead end or if there's some other way out of this cavern?
Should we all roll some perception checks?
Yeah, roll some perception checks. I'm going to reveal some stuff on the map for all of you.
9. 4. 4.
Four. 8.
18.
There we
go.
We got one good one. That's good.
All right. El Scorcho spends some time scouting around, kind of mapping the perimeter of the cavern. The large natural cavern that once held the Galthias tree does not seem like it has any other kind of side passages off it. There's a big nook off to the northwest here, which has some saplings and whatnot that it looks like Belloc was cultivating. But it seems like there's no way out other than the way you came in. And though some of the trees look like they might someday be a little menacing, all the ones that are twig blights have been dispatched.
Should we burn all the trees?
No,
I'm a little concerned that that's gonna. Well, I mean, if we get out of here right away, if there's smoke from the fire, I guess that might make us look more impressive, right? If we emerge from all the smoke of the burning trees behind us, and we emerge to those goblins that are up to the north,
yeah, with some pyrotechnics going off in the background.
I'm slightly fire resistant, so you guys can go out first, and I can follow.
We're all really good at setting things on fire too,
I think that's
a good idea. I think we should set these. As we're leaving, I think we should set this stuff on fire so that it doesn't grow and menace other people.
All right. Max is going to make a move because he has neither fire resistance or fire abilities. So I'm just going to start moving out while you're all setting everything ablaze. All
right. So we'll say that you do a coordinated burn. You set down, you set fire and chop up anything that looks like it could be the potential to be a mean tree or
bush.
Oh, yeah,
I can chop some stuff down.
Yeah, you all work together as a
team. Control burn. Yeah.
So it is getting smoky because you are burning a lot of trees inside a cave, and then you decide to head out. So why don't you move your tokens?
Oops, forgot about those.
What lie did we tell them?
Yeah, this is going to be the best part of the adventure. Is which of your
what lie?
What was the lie? Someone was a bugbear then?
I still look like the head bugbear. Maybe after a long rest, that's
gone.
Yeah,
I think you don't.
You could if you chose to, but yeah. You'd
Can
have
we
to
just say that we killed Nate the bugbear? Maybe that's pretty scary.
Sorry, Velo.
I can calm the emotions of all these goblins, but...
Oh, I can go spy with my spider.
Or we could just line up everyone who has one of those cone spells and just, like, straight up obliterate them in the corner over there.
Firstly, I can check that. And secondly, if it dies, I can just recast it.
All right. So, you kind of march out of the smoking crater that is the former grove where Belloc was creating his evil plant creatures. And you return to a room you were once before, totally backlit with black smoke billowing out behind you. No one is coughing. You all look super cool and awesome. And you parade into a room, or at least within sight of a room, with a good half dozen or so goblins that were doing some kind of excavation work before, I believe. However, several hours have passed since then because you had a big fight and a long rest. And there looks like about 7 goblins hanging out here. They're all just kind of sitting on the floor. It looks like they're playing an assortment of dice games. And they turn and look at you with kind of a bored expression.
So are they playing D&D inside D&D? Or are we going to go like Tensies. Inception style into a new adventure?
What if this whole adventure was just a goblin playing dice games? So.
Oh, no.
So Vela pops in. She does a little wave to these guys. She's like, hi, guys. No biggie. See you later. And goes, here.
That worked. Good job.
I mean, are we just going to like wave and act like we belong here and take off?
Is that what you want to do?
Confidence is key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got a persuasion +7 now, so I think I could tell them anything.
All right. So
also, there is the truth, which is that guy is dead, and his reign of terror is over, and we killed him, and now we're going to leave.
I like the truth.
We freed you, fellow goblins.
Yeah, of course, none of us speak goblin apart from Max, so he'll have to tell
What do you want me to tell him?
Just that.
We freed you.
So, Max, you go into the room. I don't even know what kind of check is this. I don't know what you're persuading them of.
Nothing. I'm just telling them what's happening.
They look at you.
Or is it intimidation of like, we freed you and now we're going to take off. Like, don't mess with us.
Also, we're all covered in frog blood.
You tell us, DM.
You guys didn't mop up the frog blood? You slept in frog blood?
No, we set it on fire.
It's good for the complexion.
Is it?
Well, if you're a dragon.
Okay.
Night mask.
Canon. So the goblins don't look particularly menacing. It seems like without supervision, they have basically kind of quit doing their jobs and are just hanging out here, waiting to be told what to do. They see you coming and none of them even really stand up. I mean, they've got weapons, but they're not holding them. They just look at you kind of bored.
We're out of here.
All right.
Just say hi and leave.
All right. One of them waves at you.
wave back. Nox waves back.
Yeah. All right. So. So you make your way past the goblins that Belloc had doing excavation work here. And you head north, following the tunnel back toward the grove structure. You can just kind of skip along ahead. You backtrack, I believe, the next place maybe to check in. You head through a ruined library. You are at the Dragon Shrine. I think the last time you were here, you were being accompanied by a bugbear gardener. Is that true?
Right.
Yes.
Do you want to stop and do anything in the Dragon Shrine or just keep going?
Does anyone want to try and make this thing work?
Okay.
The last time we were here, there was some text on it, I think, which I could read, which I will read again because I forgot.
Is it like stand on the square and be struck by lightning? Something like that.
It was like perform some magic on the square or something.
Has anyone stood on the square?
Do one of your sexy dances.
Well, I'm reserving that.
Sexy dance. Sexy
special
dance.
Special occasions.
Okay, how about I cast a little bonfire on that?
Tiny
square?
Wheel. Sorry. I don't know why I chant.
Thank you for picking up what I put down.
Read again the message.
Why don't I read what's written on the statue again? Because I've forgotten.
Nah. let me find the thing because I forget. So there, you made your way through the dilapidated library, and this is specifically Ashardalon's. I'm never sure if I'm saying that name correctly.
Yeah,
Ashardalon's shrine. It looks like there's some kind of circle, and written in Draconic, Nox, it says, written around the circle, "Let the sorcerer's power illuminate my spirit."
Okay, well, I'll pass that information on to main spellcasters.
I can read it too.
Congratulations.
It is written in Draconic, if it matters. So.
Yep.
Oh, when did you learn that?
When I was born, I guess.
Or you kept that one
right
quiet.
After.
Yeah.
Well, we had like a dragon. I didn't want to show off.
So, do we have a sorcerer?
No, but we could just do magic anyway.
Well, We could try illuminating it. Does anyone have any illumination-y things?
Oh, fire. Sure.
Not fire. Well, okay, fine.
I have a produce flame illumination thing.
Yeah, how about this? How about this? I'm going to step on the square and cast light on the statue.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let's see.
I'm going to back away.
You cast light on the statue. That does not seem to do anything to the statue, but as you cast light on it, lighting up the room quite brightly, Furion, something strange. You notice that there is a shadow behind the statue that was, you know, kind of cast by the normal light in this area. And when you cast light, the shadow does not, it's like, it does not make sense. Like, it's not where it should be given the source of the light that you just created. And in fact, the shadow moves forward to attack you. This is a shadow.
Shadow boxing.
So are we attacking the shadow?
The shadow is attacking you. So Furion, because you have invoked the shadow's, you know, I guess wrath, the shadow glides out at you and is going to do an attack on you.
I don't like that gliding. That's no good.
Yeah, it's not good. Furion, 15 to hit.
I can enter the Blaine Song as a bonus action. Can I do that if it's not my turn? Or can I not do that?
A bonus action is something you do on your turn.
On my turn. Okay, well then, I am hit.
All right, you are going to take 9 necrotic damage.
Ouch.
Also, your strength score is reduced by 1.
Is this where the magical sword is useful?
Yeah, I've got one of those. But I'm sort of standing away at the back.
Might have to come in.
And at this point, I'm going to suggest you all roll initiative.
Yay!
Oh, come on!
Okay, 16.
19.
8.
The shadow rolled 22.
I rolled a 1.
Do you have a modifier to it, Vela?
Is there an initiative modifier?
Ooh. Probably.
No, it I might do be not. Zero. My initiative modifier is +0.
Mm. Oh, wait, I have an initiative modifier. Why did I never actually notice that?
I always forget about that one.
So the initiative where I've got +3, was I to put that on every initiative roll we've ever done?
Yes.
Yeah. guys, we have to start the adventure over. We did some...
I didn't realize until our third session that you could, when you rolled for against AC, that you added the hit number to it.
That's
how
good.
We learned.
Okay. Well,
Is it?
That's why you had the failed attacks.
Well, I was failing a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're slightly better at Dungeons & Dragons now. So.
Yeah.
Yep. 4 sessions in.
All right. It looks like, unfortunately, I've got everybody in there. It looks like the shadow is going to get to go first.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Furion, how many hit points do you have left?
8.
Oh, no.
Rest in peace, all right. Furion.
Let's see what happens.
Shouldn't have stood on that square.
There's a lesson here about messing with shadows.
Yeah, we defeat the big boss and we're all going to die to a shadow that we woke up.
Well, Furion is.
See ya.
Furion, 22 versus AC?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, hold on.
Oh, God.
You're going to take 9 necrotic damage and your strength is reduced 1 again. So, Furion is unconscious, finally! A victory for Tony.
Oh my god!
The most important part of this podcast, Tony Sindelar, Dungeon Master, claims another soul. No, you're just unconscious. You're not dead yet. You are dying. You are dying, which is not great.
I've been there. I lived.
Well, you have all those potions, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Who? Important tactical note, who's carrying those potions?
Yeah. We gotta,
Furion.
Yeah, we gotta go.
I mean, we can take
Furion
it from
probably has the potions. And...
all of them? There's 3. You may want to, like, there's an eggs and basket situation here.
He was kind of our keeper of stuff.
Yeah, you know what? That would work great until a shadow murdered him. That shadow's gonna steal all your money, guys.
We're gonna have an angry dragon at the other end of this.
Yeah.
Where's all the treasure you promised me? Well,
about
a
that.
Shadow came.
I have invested it heavily in like Bugbear Gardens or something. I don't know.
Bugbear cryptocurrency.
Yes. So, Furion, while we wait for your turn, this is a good time for you to review the rules on death and dying.
I know how they work. Yep.
Yep. Max a million Thundercliff. A shadow stands over your fallen friend.
So, does anybody know anything about shadows that I should know? Like, just okay, then I'm going to go and try and attack the shadow. So
I mean, hit it with an axe, and if the axe goes straight through, we all run.
This is what I'm wondering. So I will, in fact...
Tony, did you roll for Sharwin? Or should
no.
I do that?
You should do that.
It's an 8, so not that exciting.
We are looking at a battle... I'm going to swing my battle axe of a 17 against AC.
That will hit the shadow. Your blade cuts through the shadow. It's a little bit like chopping smoke, but there's a little bit of resistance. You think you did some damage? Roll damage.
11.
I am going to tell you, it does not feel like you did 11 damage to that shadow.
It did. I could tell you it felt like that, but...
Well, all right. Nox, you're up next.
Well, I think we should... So if we can hit it, then
we can hit
damage.
It, but it's clearly resistant against melee attacks.
It needs some magic.
So if you have magic, I think you should try magic.
Or glamour, if you have.
Most of my magic is about disguise.
No,
and...
use this longsword.
Yeah, I guess I've got a magic weapon. Let's try the magic weapon.
We learned that it works on magical creatures.
Yeah, okay. I am going to hit it with the shatter spike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or attempt to, at least. I roll 18 plus 3. 21.
That will hit. Roll damage.
Okay, now what did... There were some bonuses with this thing.
It's got a crazy bonus to attacking objects, which this is not.
Yeah.
Please don't objectify the shadow.
right. Okay.
The shadow has hopes. It's not like a fully fleshed out person because it's just a shadow, but it has hopes and dreams.
Well, its hopes and dreams are about to take 8 damage.
All right. 8 damage to the shadow. The shadow is barely there. It's just kind of a darkness in the air hovering above Furion's body.
It is a shadow of its former self.
How are we damaging a shadow?
It's magic.
With a magical longsword is the answer to this situation.
Yeah. How can a shadow damage us?
I mean, yeah.
So, magic users, pile in.
All right. Sharwin.
Sharwin points at the shadow and a bolt of cold energy erupts, and it's 13 versus AC.
That will not hit the shadow. The shadow darts about, avoiding the attack. Olena?
How far is the shadow from me?
10 looks
feet.
Like 10
feet. Squares.
10 feet?
10 feet. Okay.
Yeah. You're thinking this is a ball bearing situation?
I think the shadows is probably the least.
I just like to establish the shadow does not have feet. It just kind of fades away translucently toward the ground. So.
I feel that I've lost. The opportunities are very far in between now that we're moving into magic territory and trees. But I'll keep the hope up.
You probably need a magic attack to hit it.
Yeah. So I have a firebolt that is
That'll
within 120 feet. So let's try that. This is the first time I'm using a cantrip. So am I rolling a d20 and I'm adding the spell attack modifier?
Yeah, you
and...
should see in your actions, you should actually see firebolt with your plus whatever to hit.
Oh, right. So
it's like a regular attack.
Okay. So d20, that's 19 plus 3, 21.
Okay, that'll definitely hit.
And that's a d10 damage.
Roll a d10 damage.
It's 1! Tell me it had 1 left!
1 fire damage.
And in fact, it does not seem to have any effect on it.
Oh.
Oh, well, now we know.
Furion, what happens when you are dying on your turn?
I roll a death save,
mm-hmm.
and I rolled a 14.
So what does that mean for our listeners?
That means I succeeded once, and I keep rolling every turn, and if I get 3 failures, I die, and if I get 3 successes, I'm stable?
What's a failure, Jason?
I believe 3, below 10.
All
right. And I believe with 3 successes, would you just get back up in 5th edition, I believe?
I gotta look that up, but it's a long way off still.
Yeah. L, there is still
somebody
a shadow.
By the way, somebody could heal me and get me back up on their turn if they wanted to do that.
I wouldn't worry.
Either with a potion or with a spell.
Furion has been dead weight. It's time to cull the herd. Think about, you guys are about to cash in the money. How many different ways do you want to split it? L, it's your turn.
So if Furion's carrying potion, can I go get it off of him and give him one?
Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Yeah? All right.
That would probably be your turn, is to rush over, search him, and administer a healing potion.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. I'm picking through all his pockets, found the potion, and I dumped it in his face.
In the most caring way.
That'll teach him to cast light on statues willy-nilly. Yep. So, Furion, I almost called you Peter. That's a different character.
Different character.
Furion, you get some healing from that healing potion.
What does the healing potion give me? Tony, do you know what a healing potion is?
It's 2d4 plus 2 hit points. It's the potion's red liquid.
Me or him?
Glimmers when agitated. I feel like if you're administering it, Tiff, you get to roll it.
Oh, so I get
all right.
I get to roll d4 twice.
2d4. Yes. All right.
And then add 2.
All right. I got a 4.
Yeah.
And a 2.
8 in total, right?
Thanks, Mike.
I got you.
All right, you feed Furion some red Gatorade, and Furion, you're probably doing a little better now, right?
Orange.
Furion is awake
one.
On the floor, looking up at a shadow.
Valo, you are the last to go before the shadow kills somebody. What will you do?
Yay!
I mean, sorry. Spoiler: you are the last to go before the shadow goes again.
Bit harsh. Very upset because I thought I got another cantrip at this level, but it turns out it's level 4. So I'm still stuck with bloody bonfires. Where's the shadow?
Right over Furion. If you set Furion on fire, you might get the shadow in him.
I could set everyone on fire and get the shadow.
Curry
fire
favor with
work.
The Dungeon Master.
Can I use one of my cool new spells on this?
You could. It might be overkill, but you could.
Not the
point. Overkill killer.
come on. What's this? Can I use the cool new spell? Thank you.
You'll be burning a spell slot, though.
I can never tell when Liz is yelling at her computer and when she's yelling at me, because it kind of sounds the same. I feel like probably I operate a similar place in her headspace as her computer.
Do you think aiming 3 rays of fire at the shadow might be overkill?
Yes, because it is.
I feel like this is the one right
fire,
fire situation.
On one hit, it takes 2d6 damage. And there'll be 3 hits.
Liz.
I think save this for
Firebolt.
Oh, fine,
had no
fine.
Effect. So fire may
I'm
not
going
work
to,
at
we
all.
Need
a
going
different
to use...
type of magic.
Oh, wait. It has to be magic.
Magic and not fire.
What?
Fire didn't work. Firebolt did not work.
Is poison spray? That's like magic, isn't it?
It is like magic.
I don't. In my head, I've got a little squishy bottle, but that's not actually what it is. Okay.
It's a magic squishy bottle.
Yeah, okay, I move here, because it needs 10 feet, and I'm assuming that's a doodah, and I go squish, squish.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be a Constitution 12.
Let's see. It rolled a critical. It is critically successful at not being poisoned.
Ugh.
Does it take any damage? It takes, I assume it takes no damage if it avoids
no,
that.
No, it doesn't.
All right. I think the shadow is next. I think the shadow is still affixed to Furion, given what Furion is. Well, you know, actions have consequences. Furion, let's see if you... How do you feel about getting another strength drain? 20!
Yep.
Enjoy 9 more necrotic damage and your strength being reduced by 1.
Furion's back down.
Oh,
he's never left the ground. He's unconscious again, having taken another blow.
We might leave him there.
We've got more potions. It's okay.
Maximilian Thundercliff.
All right. Max drops his shield. 2-hand battle axe time. Taking this thing down.
It's a non-magical battle axe.
Max is not doing this. 11. 11 against AC.
Did you remember to add the stuff this time?
Yeah.
Alright, you fail to connect with the shadow. Nox!
Right, magical sword worked last time. So, magical sword, shatter spike, I roll 15 plus 3, 18.
Alright, roll damage.
1d8 plus 1. 7 plus 1, 8.
You slice at the shadow, and it evaporates, and it's like it was never there.
Yay!
Except for the fact that
Furion is now on the ground dead.
What is our exciting
another potion?
Prize
anyone
for this trouble we've caused?
Do we want to do a potion, or do we want to have somebody heal him?
I have four slots. Save the spell slot.
I think potions are probably actually more useful as backup than spell slots.
Hmm, okay.
I have four spell slots and a cure wounds.
Doesn't somebody have a healing word that is just a minor action?
Minor actions are not a thing in 5th edition.
Oh. Somebody have a healing word that's not a spell slot?
I think they're always spell slots, but yeah.
They're a spell slot, okay.
I'm okay with using a spell slot because I have four.
I could heal you if we all sat around and had a short rest, and I could do a song or something, but otherwise, I think...
Did we get anything out of this dragon, or did we just lose hit points?
You cast light on the statue, and that seemed to disturb a strange shadow creature that lived behind the statue, causing it to attack Furion. That is what has happened so far.
There's probably more to it.
Can we smash the statue?
It's quite big. You could. I mean, you could.
Somebody want to heal Furion before he rolls a death saving throw?
I could go either way.
I'll heal him. I can heal him with a touch, and that's a 1d8 plus 2, so I will.
Want to roll it?
Yep. Got you. I got you, bro. Got a 6 plus 2. That's an 8.
All right.
All right. Did we learn anything today?
Yes. Don't mess with dragons.
Let's just get out of here.
all right. I mean, do you want to do anything else? So far, this was in reaction to you casting light. There are other things you could do if you wanted, or you could leave and never set foot in this accursed chamber again.
What did the text say again? Something with fire. Can we at least try?
No, it's cast light.
Let the sorcerer's power illuminate my spirit, written in Draconic.
Okay. He did that. Didn't go well. Now we can
he
go.
Wasn't
the sorcerer's
sorcerer.
Power illuminate my spirit.
We illuminated. There was a shadow. It was
a
trap.
Spirit, is there something, I don't know, that...
Like, spirits like gin?
Could be. Sorcerer's power, is it? I don't know.
Let's leave.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what this is. There must be something.
There's something, but we don't know what it is.
Completionist 100% instincts say stay, but let's just leave.
Okay.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, we're getting out of here.
I don't like it.
I'm waiting. All right, so Valo and Elena are still in the room, all by themselves, unsupervised.
No, I left. Yeah.
Elena has left. Valo is standing by the statue, all by herself, unsupervised.
Valo is going to cast. He's going to go over here. Where's the exit?
Okay, we're closing the door.
Yep.
Valo's going to go here, and she's going to cast a tiny little bonfire on that square.
You know, the text seems to light up a little bit, but nothing happens.
Tony. All
right, so now we have a bugbear, right? Like happening like over here in front of us.
Yep.
Yeah, there is.
Does it need a bigger spell?
Do you want to roll an Arcana check, Valo?
Yes, I do want to roll an Arcana check. Where's my Arcana? Ooh, it's plus 5. Come on. 20!
Valo, it occurs to you. Valo, do you speak Draconic?
No, but I do have 25 Arcana.
Okay. You've heard that it occurs to you that probably, given just the nature of magic and the mechanics of magic and what you know about the arcane world, that one would need to stand inside the runes in that circle in order to do anything, and that perhaps all one needs to do would speak that phrase in Draconic.
Guys!
Hang on.
I had an amazing idea! Which one of you speaks Draconic? I want to find out what cool thing is in here. I've been, like,
Not
promised
the
there's,
way.
Like, magic apples and gold and all this sorts of in this.
Elena does as well, but I've probably got more hit points if this goes badly. So.
Guys, stand on the thing and say the phrase!
Okay, I stand on the thing, I say the phrase.
All right, which mouth do you say the phrase? No, let me just see here. So, the mouth of the dragon, the statue of a Ashardalon, hinges open, Nox, and as you barely have time to blink before a gout of flame shoots out in your direction. The flames swirl around you, but they don't burn. They, in fact, yes, feel kind of nice, tingly.
Cool.
You have been granted the blessing of a Shardalon. You have advantage on all charisma checks for the next 24 hours.
Woo! And my charisma's already through the roof.
This is going to be good. All that trouble.
Your sexy dancing is going to be out of control.
Yeah. Super sexy mode unlocked.
Also, as that's happening, Valo, you notice that there's a stone in the wall behind the statue where that shadow was that looks not quite right.
I want to go poke the stone.
Okay, I'll let you have that one. I'll just head on out.
All right, you poke the stone. The stone falls on the ground, and there's a little compartment behind the stone.
What's in it?
Let's see. Inside is 34 gold pieces.
Yes,
and oh my god, I wish Valo had not found these. Two flasks of alchemist fire, which are basically...
What does that do?
It's kind of the Dungeons & Dragons version of a Molotov cocktail.
Okay, so what Valo does here is, because everyone else is up there, Valo very carefully and quietly pops the Molotov cocktails in her pocket.
Okay, I was worried you were going to say mouth.
And then she takes the gold and runs up here to, you know, the party and's like, guys, look, I found some gold. Let's put that in the treasury thing. Yay!
Yay!
I'm surprised you're sharing.
20 gold pieces.
Yes.
No, I tell the truth about the gold pieces. I do not mention the Molotov cocktails.
All right.
Fair enough.
I feel like we're all going to find out this about this soon enough.
This is Chekhov's Molotov cocktail. What will go wrong? All right, so you have discovered the secret of a Shardalon shrine. You have made your way into one of the weird arboretums. The plant life already looks just like it's kind of fading a little bit without Belloc and the tree's energy to nurture it. You know that this area of the bottom level of the dungeon is it does have several large arboretums and some tunnels. And I think the last time you passed through here, there was a bugbear gardener wearing a floppy hat. You may want to remind yourself, which lies did we tell that time, and what lies will we tell today that will be compatible with that?
There's no way the Dungeon Master will remember what lies we told.
Well, I think we charmed this one.
And what happens when charm wears off, James?
They remember that they were charmed and there was a horrible trick.
I think what you mean to say is we recharm them.
Well, I was thinking
very quickly.
I could disguise myself as another bugbear.
As a different bugbear?
You're yes. Way
I'll
in.
I will also bugbear.
Well, let's not... Okay, if you want a bugbear away.
But I'm just like in the shadows behind, like I'm your buddy, but I'm like smoking. No, no,
I think we only need one here to sell a lie, so...
Fine, I won't be a bugbear.
Okay.
I'll be a giant frog.
It might be harder to explain the lie with a giant frog in the background. I'm just...
You could say you rescued me from downstairs.
Every group
the Belloc's frog got
Liz,
bigger.
So. They don't know what size it is.
He's always heard the tale of Belloc's frog. And it is actually quite impressive in person.
And I'm not a disappointing size. I'm like a proper large frog.
All right.
Okay, don't mind me. Off you go.
Do you have an explanation for why you have like six people in tow with you, including someone who was brought down as a captive like a week ago? That's a hypothetical question that I'm asking.
My charisma is so high. I think anything...
Prison transfer.
We were like covering the great gardens of dungeons.
Yes. We are from Gardner's Question Time.
You spent a nice day with Belloc interviewing him, and now you're done. You're off to get it published.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's totally a lie that I'm telling you because it's plausible, not because I'm making fun of your plan. So.
Yeah, but all our plans sound like that. So.
Do you remember what was the whole thing about, like, judging plant life? That was, like, a whole thing that got us through quite a way.
That was a different person, though. This one we just charmed... and he led us around and then went back onto his duty, I think. Unless I'm mixing up my bugbears.
You don't want to do that.
We should probably just charm him.
Yeah, let's try the charm again, because we've got multiple charmed people and he can lead us back through the other way.
All right, so you're going to move in there, Nox, disguised as a bugbear, and cast charm on him?
Do I need to do the bugbear disguise if I'm just going to charm him?
I don't think so.
I guess not.
Okay, I step through the door, and he's exactly where I thought he would be, and I cast charm.
All right, there's a bugbear there working away. It looks like he's working real hard because the plants aren't doing great today. Doing trimming stuff, putting down fertilizer. And he turns to see you, and you cast charm. Remind us about the mechanics of charm.
Must make a wisdom saving throw 13.
Three.
Well. Sorry, Mr. Gardner. You're ours again.
All right. I think this gardener had a name, and I've forgotten it. Yeah, sorry. I improvise a lot of names.
B. Roger Bugbear?
Is that... I can't tell if you're making fun of me or not.
No, that's the guy we killed, isn't it?
That's the one we killed, because he was Rutger or whatever.
Rutger was in his hunting cave with the rats.
Yes. He was the one we pretended to be to get in the other way.
Our lie, by the way, and I've got this in my notes, our lie was that we were fungi enthusiasts.
Yes.
Okay.
So...
We're back. The fungi were great.
I don't think I've met you before.
Yeah. Furian waves. Everybody else, come on in.
All right. Well, I'm real busy here. Try not to interfere with the plants.
All right. Bye.
We won't. Bye. Have a good day.
All right. So it looks like El, you're leading the way. Furian, Velo following. Elena, Nox. I'll just mention to Liz Miles, video game style RPG player, you are leaving a door to the east unexplored.
Guys, look, there's a door here. We should check on that.
Sure. Have you not learned the lesson of the statue?
I will send my spider under the door.
Okay.
Do we want to use this charmed person for anything? Because they were useful for getting us around as a like an ID badge, basically.
We could ask him to help us show us out. Now that we're done inspecting the fungi, we need to...
I'll also say... You know, you pretty much know the way out, so.
Yeah, but there are quite a few people between there and here.
Velo, I'll let your spider sneak under the door.
Yes! What does it see?
Inside, there's a very sad-looking garden being tended to by some skeletal gardeners, similar to those you fought in the first room. There's also a twig light that seems to have died from neglect.
Oh, well, that looks like an exciting room. Let's go back, little spider. Where are you? What did I do with you? Okay, there you go. The spider comes back.
All right.
There's another door at the bottom.
The spider goes through that. Come on, little spider. I have contact with it for about a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it goes through the door here.
All right. There's another sad... This garden seems very fungi-based. There's several goblins that look like they've kind of piled their gardening equipment in the corner. And, like, three of them are sleeping, and two of them are telling, I don't know if your spider probably doesn't speak goblin, but based on body language, they seem to be exchanging goblin jokes.
Aww. I'm not going to bother them.
All right.
Don't mind me.
So, we had a way that we could sneak past most of these people. That was, like, the way we came in was that side thing.
We go back out into the room, and then across to the other room.
Yeah, so you're going to head back. You know there's a path that kind of goes through Belloc's laboratory, which is staffed by goblins, the best of scientists. I'm going to ask you to roll stealth checks to try and traverse the laboratory without alerting the goblins to your presence. Let me just make sure we got all of you.
Tony,
so there's like...
do I not get strength back until I've rested or something?
Yep, correct.
Okay, all right.
Okay, my spider can scuttle through, right?
Yeah, your spider is real quiet. Fox is real quiet. It's the rest of you with, you know, big lumbering adventurer kits that are going to have to do some stealth.
I get +3 on stealth.
All right, let me just do this one at a time and see how it goes. Max, give me a stealth check for getting across the laboratory.
18.
All right, Max, you're twinkle toes, you're across the laboratory without... And is that you guys want to go due south and take the long way around to avoid avoid sneaking? All right, you head south without any trouble. Nox, you're next. Give me a stealth check.
Okay, I get 14 +3, 17.
That's great. You're across without any incidents. Olena, you're great at stealth, right?
Yep, let's see. 9.
9.
Total.
You're like walking across and you kind of bump a table and some like laboratory equipment clinks a little bit. It doesn't seem like anyone noticed yet, but might not be great. Velo, you're next.
4.
All right, you knock a table over.
Was that, did you have a stealth plus modifier?
Yeah, 0.
Well, who let the drunk in?
All right.
Oh,
a goblin commoner pokes his head out of the door.
Vela waves and says, oh, why didn't I transform into a goblin first? Where Vela waves and says, hey there, just passing through, you know?
Give me a charisma check.
I like the way Furion just backed into the room.
Yep. Peeking around the corner.
Do I have anything that adds to it?
Do you have a charisma score?
Yes. Yes, plus 4. Is that the bit I'm supposed to be looking at?
Yeah, add that 4.
Plus 5. 9.
Okay. Goblin looks at you with a confused expression. Seems like, Velo, you're just going to keep going, though?
Yeah, and I'm going to be like, hey, dude, bye, love you.
Finger love guns.
Love your work. Big fan of the gardens.
Yeah. Furion, what are you going to do? You've seen Velo dart across the hallway. There is a goblin commoner standing there looking confused.
I can either wait or to see if he goes back in. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to wait and see what he does.
All right, you're peeking around the corner. He goes back in there, and it sounds like he's talking to someone.
I'm going to go across.
All right. Do you want to roll stealth or just go?
I think it's time for us to just go.
All right.
Because we've been spotted.
Sharwin, I assume, wants to follow you. Elle, you want to follow them?
Sure, yeah.
All right. You scurry across the laboratory
and
to
close the door
room to the south.
Close
the door behind you. You know that off of this chamber, there's a weird crevice that you can head down for a ways. And so you do that. Now, I think you recall at the far end of that crevasse?
Sure.
Definitely not that. There is a chamber with a fire snake. Probably you don't need to go there. There is a tunnel to the south that went unexplored. And you know that the tunnel to the north leads back to the chamber that leads up to the upper level of the dungeon.
Liz, do you want to send your spider or what?
Oh, yeah, okay. Spiders. Okay, spider goes down here.
All right, there's a little hallway, zigs and zags. You want to keep following it?
Spider, yeah.
The hallway goes for a little while, ends at a door.
Spider goes under the door.
let me just check about that. Which spider leg goes under the door first?
What?
Roll a d8 to find which leg.
Yeah.
Fine.
Or is it a D6? I don't know.
The fifth spider leg goes under the door first.
Thank you. Was that so hard? Let me just look up how...
Don't hurt its leg, it's delicate.
I'm just looking up how horrible this room is. Give me a second.
You can always get another spider.
That is true. I can recast.
So I will tell you, the spider tries to go through the door. The door seems to have swollen with age and is firmly stuck. There's not a space for a spider to go under.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Guys, my spider's found a door. It looks as though there's, like, a lot of gold on the other side.
Does it?
Yes! Velo says very convincingly.
Oh, roll I have a charisma. Spell that can open a door.
That probably is not needed for this door so much as somebody's bigger than a spider to try forcing the door open.
You instantaneously cause an unlocked door to window to fly open.
Go on. It could be anything inside. It'll be something cool.
It could also be... empty.
It wouldn't have a locked door.
We've beat the boss.
It could be 7 dragons.
No, it won't be. We've beaten the boss. It will not be something terribly dangerous. And it might be something good. Yes!
Fine, I'll go down and I'll shoulder the door.
Alright, give me a...
Yes!
Nox, give me a strength check.
Come on. We can
do it. Is he doing it by himself or people going with him?
Right now he's doing it by himself.
Don't worry, I'll back you up, Nox. I've got spells.
Yeah,
slots.
I notice you're standing a good 20 feet behind him.
I rolled a natural 20.
All right, Nox knocks the door off its hinges.
And?
Inside is a desolate, dark, unlit, and incredibly dusty old shrine. Faded mosaic tiles still decorate parts of the walls, but a lot of them have fallen and turned to dust. In the center of the chamber stands a slim pedestal of a rusted iron shape, a dragon built out of iron. It's kind of rearing up. And in the dragon's mouth, there is an empty tray. This room looks dusty and abandoned for a long time.
Can I arcana?
Yeah, sure. Give me an arcana check.
4 plus something. 9, probably.
Nothing seems arcane to you. Like, nothing ever.
Okay. I'll step in. Oh, no, I'm not a spider. I'll step in. Can I see any writing?
Give me a perception check.
Okay, perception. I get plus 1 on that. 2.
You do not see any writing.
Okay. I come back out and I close the door.
The door is now closed. It sticks as you close it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
We tried.
Yep. So you head north back to the chamber that you had entered this area of the dungeon in. However, this chamber is not empty as you all move your pieces in without stopping to listen to me. Thank you. The familiar shape of Durn the Hobgoblin awaits you in this chamber. He is flanked by 5 of his friends. As you remember, Durn was the leader of the goblin tribe. A hobgoblin, a large, kind of orange, pointy-eared, militaristic-looking goblinoid creature who you disgraced and discredited, and he is not happy to see you. I've been looking for you. I think if I kill you and bring your heads up top, I'll be in charge again. Do any of you want to kill yourselves first?
Okay, I cast Charm Person on him. 13 Wisdom save.
Okay. Let's see here. Man, his life is just getting worse and worse. 14.
Oh,
His eyes seem to sparkle a second, and then he sees what you're doing, and he holds his sword up and says, "Attack!" The hobgoblins charge at you, led by their captain Durn. Knox's nostrils flare with fire. Max readies a weapon. Velo, her hands crackle with energy. Elle readies her scimitar. Furion does something with a wand or a sword or something magically. I don't know. And Olenna probably has a dagger or a bow ready. Somewhere there is a fox and a spider. Will you get the better of Durn again in your second fight with him, or will he finally get the vengeance he has so earned? Well, I don't know if he's earned it, that he really, really wants. For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to TPK UK. TPK UK.
Okay.
TPK UK.